In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 20. And we're in the last paragraph of November 2nd, 1926. And Jesus just told Louisa, the kingdom of the divine will on earth will be the true echo of heaven. And as the saints possess their God as their own life and receive him into themselves from the inside and also the outside. And therefore, he says, this, what's going to happen to the children on earth? Inside and outside of themselves, they're going to possess divine life. They're going to receive divine life. This is, you're breathing in this rule of God, this breath of God, as Adam did. It's a new beginning for all of humanity, and God is offering this to us. He's predestined us to live at this time to receive this gift. So he says to Louisa, what will not be my happiness in giving myself to the children of the eternal fiat and finding my own life in my children. So here Jesus is saying, finally, 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 when people receive Holy Communion in the new era, he says, giving myself sacramentally to my children of the divine fiat and finding my own life alive, breathing in their breathing, beating in their heart beating, gazing in their gazing, listening in their listening, speaking in their speaking. What is my happiness going to be like? Because I'm seeing my children like me. Image and likeness takes place at that point. So right now we're in God's image through holy baptism, and God is now wants to breathe in us new and abundant life, if you want to say, of likeness, that the only one who had it was Our Lady, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, and they breathed this into Louisa. And Jesus is now saying to us, we're going to offer this to you as well. Can you imagine? On earth as it is in heaven. No more. See, as Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation said this. She said, again, no more sorrow, no more, what does that mean? A new era. No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. Image and likeness breathing in us. Again, a day will be like 1,000 years. 1,000 years will be like a day. It's something that we've never experienced. Adam experienced it. Jesus and Mary lived it, or and still live it. This is what they breathe into Louisa, this new and abundant life God wants to give us. So he says, only then will my sacramental life have its complete fruit as the species are consumed. I, Jesus, will no longer have the sorrow of leaving my children without the food of my continuous life. This is the Eucharist. The food of Jesus' continuous life, never to be separated from God, image and likeness, one with God, fused with God. I will no longer have the sorrow of leaving my children, but they will have the food of my continuous life. Why do we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? We spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the monstrance if we can, adoring him, loving him, praising him, thanking him, falling in love with God. Why? He promises that he's going to breathe in us this abundant life, this continuous outpouring of the Holy Spirit in us on earth as it is in heaven. This is what the Our Father says. May your kingdom come on earth in us, this dust as it is in heaven. So those souls that are reading the divine will, which Jesus and Mary taught Louisa, these words from the book of heaven, we get a glimpse every time we read it. And he keeps on expanding our capacity. Somebody just called me yesterday and said, Everything I read last year at this time was wonderful. Everything I'm reading now is brand new. Brand new. I've never read this before. I've never experienced this before. What does that mean? He's key. He expands our capacity. And all of a sudden, it's these truths, these manifestations, these promises. As Jesus speaks to him, it's brand new. He keeps on expanding our understanding. This goes on for all eternity, what God is going to do. And he's beginning here on earth, and he's saying to those souls on earth, what do you want? Do you want worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, sin? Is that what you want? You want to live hell? You want to prepare for hell? Or do you want to be peaceful, joyful, and happy? What do you want? And the evil one is always there, always fighting us, always trying to conquer us. But the great thing is God wins. And when we surrender to God, God wins. Even our human imperfections, God's going to change on earth as it is in heaven. You know, to pray in the divine will is to begin to live this abundant life. To pray in the divine will is to begin to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness. So he says this: no longer will I, God, have the sorrow of leaving my children without the food. See, this is this food of his continuous life. Why does he give us the Eucharist? So that we can become like him. So what do we do when we receive Holy Communion? Do we get to church early to spend time with him in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in silence, in prayer? Do we spend time after the priest gives the final prayer, final blessing, for that 15 minutes when the host is within us, where we are in communion with God? Are we adoring him and loving him, praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him? Are we into fellowship, ignoring him? See, Jesus is saying, I have to give you what you want. You want the Eucharist? Do you want to have the joy of me being with you? It's the greatest time to pray after receiving Holy Communion. To be in communion with God. And that's why the Holy Mass ends right after you receive Holy Communion. The church does not want to interfere with your communion. Be with Jesus. I don't care what anybody else is doing. What are you doing? Are you one with Jesus? Are you one with our Eucharistic Lord? Are you one with the prisoner of love? He's been in the tabernacle waiting for you. Have you gone to confession? Are you receiving him worthily? Again, this is the time to let God Almighty change you, correct you. Listen to him. He speaks in silence. You don't hear him with your ears. This light that God wants to breathe in us, this light, this love, this life of God that he wants to breathe in us, we've got to begin to experience it. Again, Jesus is the Word. He wants to speak to us. And what is he doing? He's given us the book of heaven because he wants to talk to us. Listen to what he says. I will no longer have the sorrow of leaving my children without the food of my continuous life. He says, because my divine will, more than sacramental accidents, more than the bread and wine, will maintain its divine life always. Listen to this. With its full possession. He possesses us and we possess him. Jesus teaches us through the saints. The saints were to know, love, and serve God. In the divine will, we're to know, love, and possess God. The knowledge is important. So he's given us the way and the how this is going to happen in the divine will with the book of heaven. As you read the book of heaven, you begin to live this. I've talked to people, and this one person said to me, oh, I just love the divine will. I've been doing this for, 30 years. And I said, well, yeah, isn't that great? So, how many times have you read the divine will? In 30 years, how many times have you read it? I mean, if you're reading the calendar, that would have been 30 times as you go through it. And sometimes the days are long, But you're with Jesus, and that's the best part. And the person said, I've only read to volume 10. After 30 years, you've only read to volume 10? Why? Well, there's so many other things I've got to do. And Jesus said this, I'm looking for the souls who want the divine will more than anything. Oh, I'm involved in this in the church and that in the church and this in the church. Louisa said that to Jesus. She said, Jesus, I want to be there to adore you, and I can't be there anymore. She was in bed. I can't get to church anymore. I'm upstairs. I can't walk. You told me to stay in bed. I want to be with you in the Blessed Sacrament. And Jesus said to Louisa, Louisa, I have souls that do that. He says, I want you to live in the divine will. Now, when people hear that, they go, well, then I don't have to go to church. I don't have to spend time. No, we're not Louisa. It's to be one with Louisa. And we can take her place in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We can take our family's place. We can take all of humanity's place in front of the Blessed Sacrament. To fall in love with God. She fell in love with God. We are very far from that. She loved God. When God spoke to her, she obeyed. When he said to her, go to bed, she stayed there for the rest of her life. When he said, stop eating, she stopped eating. Stop drinking, she stopped drinking. Stop sleeping, she stopped sleeping. God loved her so much, and she loved God so much. And what does he say? Now it's possession, full possession. So he says, in the kingdom of my most holy divine will, there will be neither foods nor communications that are interrupted, but perennial communions, perennial speaking, the word speaking to us. We hear him. He speaks to us continuously. And everything I, Jesus, did in redemption will no longer serve as a remedy, but as a delight, as joy, as divine happiness, as divine beauty ever growing. See, what's coming is it's going to be the completion of redemption. What is the completion? It's not going to be the remedy, but it's going to be our delight, our joy, our happiness, our beauty that's ever growing. One with God. We're going to participate in this, in what Jesus and Mary have done. The mission of Jesus, the mission of Mary, what they have done. It's going to blossom. Why? Jesus says that if you look at a tree and you see it blossoming in the spring, you know that there's going to be fruit. He says, what's happening now with the divine will is the fruit is being produced. That's the children of my divine will. The fruit is here. It's not just flowers on the trees. Now the fruit is here. What is the fruit? He says, therefore, it's the triumph of the supreme fiat will give complete fruit to the kingdom of redemption. Great things are very close. Our God has got great plans, and we're in them. We're in them, one with Louisa. Why? Because when we're with Louisa, we're with Jesus and Mary. It's the new Adam and the new Eve that Louisa possessed. This abundant life that Jesus breathed into Louisa is now is breathing into us. Little by little, we're understanding this. Little by little, we're beginning to live this life. Read, study, put this into practice. And I know for some people, I mentioned the calendar and they go, it's too much for me. I remember jumping off a high diving board for the first time. It was too much for me. But this is what Jesus is saying. I'm asking you to begin to live this life. It might be scary, but as you dive into this infinite ocean of love, it's a glorious time. It's an amazing time. Don't be afraid. God's got plans. We'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We pray that all the little children of holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.